Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential.
You're calling people for what?
We're conducting a survey right now.
Mm-hmm. A survey on what?
Well, different topics. A few questions are all related to the upcoming elections as well.
Okay.
Okay, so the first question is, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
73.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or how many people are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Thank you. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and all state and local offices in this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, with a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, and 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you both have no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I truly hope it's 10.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, and I will go ahead and read the list of options, okay? So we have teaching history in schools, Israel-Palestine conflict, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, student loan forgiveness, abortion, cost of living and inflation, immigration, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, healthcare.
I can do 2 or more?
Just 2.
Just 2. Abortion rights and loan forgiveness.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you do not feel, if you don't know or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. So the first name is Joe Biden.
I would say probably about an 8 or a 9.
Would you choose 8 or 9?
Just put 8.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Team Wolf.
8.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
If I could get them a less than 0, I would do it. But 0.
Okay, thank you. Black members of Congress.
Black members of Congress?
Yes.
Maybe about a 5 or 6. You know, just say 5. Middle of the road.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that name.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
Dude, if you're a Republican, I'm sorry. I hate Donald Trump. 0.
All right. Thank you very much. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or third party or independent candidate? Or are you on the side?
Kamala Harris.
Thank
Kamala
you.
Harris.
And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
100% very certain.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you on the side?
I'd have to actually look at the, I've only focused on the president, so I wouldn't even know who the Congress candidates are. So, as bad as Republicans have been, I would never vote for a Republican. So I guess I just lean towards the Democrat.
Okay. So we can go with that option, right? Democratic candidate.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
I guess they do their best. So, all?
All of their promises. Okay. Does sure. Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
More.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Much better under Biden or somewhat better under Biden?
Much better.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, and 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, and 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number
okay.
between 0 to 10. First, Trump
okay.
and Republicans have stripped millions of women of their right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump, and Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. Does this raise a concern for you?
Definitely. 10.
10. Okay, thank you. Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would got health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security.
Extremely concerned. That's 10, right?
Yes, 10. Thank you.
10.
Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by the funding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation.
10.
10. Thank you. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by cutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools.
10. Very concerned.
Thank you.
Isn't he trying to do that for all races? Not just Black people?
No, yes, actually.
Okay.
The survey is customized based on the race. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch.
True. I'm very concerned about that. The fact that he's able to continue to spew that ugliness.
Oh, okay. And from
so, 10.
Okay, thank you very much. Thinking of the message you just heard, we tell the following statements best describe how you feel. You can select up to 2 options. We cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. We have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. We cannot allow our generational to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us, and Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself.
I would say the first and the fourth.
Thank you. Okay. And we just have a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? With a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you on the side or would you not vote?
More than likely, Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Go ahead, Tanita. Somewhat progressive.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Under age 18?
Yes.
No. All my kids are grown.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Fully employed.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Roughly 150.
All right. Well, and aside from weddings, thank you very much for that, and aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Not very often.
Would you say a few times a year?
Maybe once.
Okay. All right. And that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the night.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.